This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No. I can slam this thing against the wall. It'll be fine. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, you know, we're in the, what did I say, the end stretch, the end run, whatever they call it.
Friday.
Well, I don't know, you know, the magic of radio is that nobody really knows what day of the week it is, right? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a gazillion and three things up there. You know, check out the stories. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. There's no reason why you shouldn't know what we're doing, why we're doing, and what's happening. And you can do that easily. All you do is go to the website, right? There's a little box at the top right-hand side about joining the newsletter. Please do. And you can also join Patreon. It's a place for you to support the show. I always say give up one cup of coffee a month if you go to that expensive place. And just, you know, whatever. I'm telling you that it doesn't take much. You know, again, what's a cup of, some of you guys probably have a $10 cup of coffee. I've heard those orders at that expensive place. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have... The Gibster is going to join us at the... Okay. And that kind of ages me, doesn't it? Xander Gibb is going to join us at the... on the other side of the break. What? Right? I mean, sound like Alf, don't I?
I don't know about Alf.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You're a youngin'. So, apparently, the question of the day, what time is it? Schools are removing old-fashioned clocks because kids can't tell time. Come on, doesn't that scare you? It scares me. So kids no longer can tell time with the little analog. I know some of you are going, come on, Joe. We're in the digital now. What's the big deal? Well, it's not that it's a big deal, per se, but really, you can't... Is it that hard? I knew we were in trouble when I talk to people sometimes and I say, okay, we'll meet at a quarter past.
Huh? Quarter what?
Quarter past. You know, quarter past, half past, quarter of? No, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, seriously, we have people, some of you probably don't know, and you think I'm insulting you. I'm just telling you the truth. You have a full hour. Do we have to do fractions? Some British schools are removing old school clocks because students can't read them. Yep, one of the people said, yep, we're talking about clocks with a face and hands. The current generation aren't as good at reading traditional clock faces, older generations. No, it's that they've never been taught. They've never been, you know, forced to be taught. They've never, you know, it's what we do in this society now. You guys notice that? We no longer teach through hard things. Now what we do, okay, Oh, somebody's telling me there's a real serious echo. Is there? Can't be. Maybe there is on Facebook. There you go. Anyway.
Yep, it's on the video.
It's on the video. It's impossible. Just joking. So anyway, the fact that these people cannot have no way of reading these analog, well, whatever they're called, the analog devices just makes me crazy. Because it really shouldn't be that hard, right? I mean, am I off here? How hard could it be to read it? And again, I'm not purposely trying to beat this to death. But hey, whatever. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, this is all boring and for naught. Oh, God. You know, I say in my day, which is kind of crazy and stupid, but in my day, that's all we had, right? Was the, I guess it's called analog. I mean, it is what it is, but an analog clock. Remember the ones with the hands, as they're saying in the article, the ones with the hands in the face. So, again, so let's get rid of it. Let's not teach it. Let's just pull it out and get rid of it. Malcolm Troby is the Deputy General Secretary of the Association of School and College Leaders. He says they use the same digital representation of time on their phone and on their computer. He said that having to figure out what time it is, now think about this, having to figure out what time it is using an analog clock might be too stressful. Really? Now we're worried about the stress that somebody's having over reading a clock. What about taking a test? My God, maybe the test itself is too stressful. Maybe we need to can down. What do you think? Oh God. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation as a whole. We'll be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibb will join us. Man, and do I have a lot to talk to him about? We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Okay.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again, with just my children.
We are back.
My wife.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-THE-REAL-REAL-JOE. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, it's important, important, it's so important that, you know, really, that you get involved in the conversation. I got sidetracked. That you get involved in the conversation. Otherwise, you know, you're never going to learn what the other person thinks. You're never going to learn the way they look at things until you truly get involved with them, until you truly engage. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Xander Gibb joins me. as he does every week, to bring a little color and levity to the situation, to the show. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure to be with you, and it's so important to be with you every Friday.
I would like to think so, but some people probably would disagree.
But, you know, what I was thinking as you were doing your kind of like intro to the segment, isn't that kind of how we became acquainted about like sitting down and talking about things that we didn't agree on or we thought we didn't agree on?
Did we ever not agree, really? I mean, really, in the scheme of humanity and the universe as a whole and the spectrum of colors, we've always been on the same. No, I'm just kidding.
we have, but I think we had to kind of like sit down and smoke the peace pipe and actually listen to one another. And once we did that, I kind of feel there was nothing good. There wasn't even tobacco, honestly. I swear to you, because his wife is listening.
I was just gonna say, dude, that wasn't tobacco in there. That's why we were getting along so well. Oh, God. But really, you can tell people that story because it really was something that was misunderstood on that big interweb thing. And thank God, instead of Facebook shutting us both down or shutting me down, you reached out. I give you that. You reached out to me. We talked. And, you know, since your check is cleared, you've been on the show ever since.
Absolutely. For sure. And I think the important thing is that what kind of happens a lot of the time is, you know, a lot of people have said to me, you know, that they don't kind of break bread with Republicans. And I was one of those people who wouldn't break bread with Republicans. But now I am one. And I think that when you kind of open yourself up to the truth, in parentheses, when you actually want to see what's really going on and you want to sit down and talk about it, it actually makes a wealth of difference to do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And people need to be okay. Here's the problem, though, Xander. Most people are not okay with hearing opposing views. They're uncomfortable with it. And I don't know if it causes them to think or they're just stuck in a certain way. I don't know what causes that to happen.
But I think it challenges them. But I think we have to be challenged because even as a Republican, even as a conservative, it's important that I'm constantly challenging the things that I'm being told, because, you know, there are times that your own party will even give you misinformation. I mean, just look at the disarray that the Republican Party is in right now. And it saddens me to say that, you know, just from the perspective that, you know, I actually became a Republican in support of Donald Trump. You know, I called myself a libertarian for a long time. And so I made the stand, and now I look at the party and I'm like, what the heck is going on? I really do.
Oh, we've lost all assembly of common sense. I mean, seriously, we can't work through anything. The Congress as a whole is so dysfunctional because they're operating out of fear. I mean, think about it. They're not operating out of conviction. They're operating out of fear, and they don't know what stand it is because they're going to be reelected or not reelected based on the stance they take. No, you're going to be reelected or not reelected on showing whether or not you have a spine and some convictions that you're willing to live by, right?
Absolutely. But the thing that I never got was, you know, I was a cruiser, but the minute that Donald Trump was confirmed as the nominee, you know, I put my considerable weight behind him. No fat jokes, Joe. But I truly did, and I think that that's an important way to be, because there are still so many people that call themselves staunch Republicans and conservatives. And when I hear people say that they voted for Hillary Clinton rather than, you know, the nominee Donald Trump, that really bothers me. And you can't use this excuse, you know, country over party, or even vice versa, in order to support the opposition, because that's kind of traitorous to me.
You know, I was on CNN again last night, and when the hit was over, and for those of you, you know, they call it a hit. I don't know why. I don't get it. In my world, you know, a hit means the other person no longer is on the planet. But
well, you're Italian, Joe. Yeah.
So afterward, they were talking about President Trump, and I said, come on, guys, are you serious? I mean, the two careers are coming together, and I don't care if you think this is all smoke and mirrors. You know, somebody called the event last night, or the other night, choreographed when the prisoners came home. And I said, Because one of them said he's not presidential.
Please.
What is this presidential stuff? I mean, who dictates what presidential means? Now, if you want to call it statesman-like and you want to come up with a definition for that, I'm okay with that. But presidential should be somebody who's willing to do any darn thing it takes,
right.
Say anything it takes to keep us safe and to keep us prosperous and keep us healthy in this country. And they just looked at me. I said, okay, let me put that in plain English. You want him to be more civil. Is that basically, you don't want him to be a street fighter. Is that what you're saying? And they go, yeah, yeah, that's it. It's just amazing.
But where would that have got us? You know, a year ago they were saying this. They were saying, you know, we want Trump to be more presidential. No, they wanted him to be more like Obama. Let's face it, you know, eight years of Obama style presidency, look where it got us. I'm glad that Donald Trump is different. I'm glad he's got a different approach. I'm glad he has a businessman mentality towards a lot of issues that come up for us, because I've been telling you this for nothing. We would not be seeing a cessation of the hostilities in Korea without Trump.
Oh, you're so right. No, you're right on. I mean, if you think about this and what's going on, seriously, Kim needed somebody to look at him and say, listen,
yes,
you little pipsqueak. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pound you into the ground if you don't knock off your silliness. And I think that's exactly what was needed. I know I'm a bully now, right? I mean, what can I tell you?
No, you're not. And you're absolutely right. I agree with you 200%. And not just because this is your show, because, you know, at the end of the day, if I don't agree with you, I'm more than willing to say so. But, you know, the kind of thing that has bothered me is that, you know, the liberals cannot ever let it go. And I've seen people this week on Twitter saying about, oh, but what about Otto Warmbier? You know, I'm very sad about what happened with Otto Warmbier, but either we kind of focus on that and don't have any movement forward and don't have any
pause. It's break time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Xander will be with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about Otto because that's serious. They try to blame it on him.
Well,
do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Always works when you hit the right button. We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And you have to be part of the conversation. You really do. You have to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, you don't get to hear both sides or three sides or five sides or whatever it works out to be. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. I always appreciate the time that he spends explaining some things to me. That always helps, too. Xander, thanks for being with me.
You're welcome, Governor, as you are.
Not many people will come on with me. Anyway, hey, we were talking about the great things that, I know, here, some people are going to drop dead now, that Donald Trump, President Trump's been doing, including, you know, they try to blame him Otto Warmbier.
Otto Warmbier.
Yeah, Warmbier, yeah. I know. It's terrible. Anyway, seriously, my kids, you know what their names were when they were growing up? They were like, hey, you. And you, right? I mean, it was easier that way. I didn't have to remember anything. So, but you talk about this, and it's really funny because President Oblamo, he had all this time that he was negotiating with Iran, and he couldn't get the return, the return of anybody, right?
No.
Then you get President Trump. Before he starts negotiating, I'm sure there's some conversation going, hey, you know what would make this go a long way? If you would just do A, B, and C. Think about that. And they're finding fault in what he did. Schumer is miffed that President Trump gave kudos as a good gesture to Rocket Man.
Right. I think there's got to be some balance here. And here's the thing: what happened to one of our fellow Americans, Otto Warmbier, is absolutely terrible. But do we continue to drone on about that? And put the risk of peace and a possible nuclear war on hold, or do we have talks with Korea? Do we have peace in North and South Korea? And do we talk about a deprogramming of their nuclear weapons program? And it seems sad to me that liberals would far rather go on about what happened to this poor guy and stir the pot, as it were, to actually keep this going, because no, that was just a gesture. He wasn't saying, oh, you know, this is me saying that you did well by sending back our American citizen after torturing him. What he was actually doing was keeping this going.
Right. Well, tell me one time, because I'm trying to be fair here, but give me a link to, tell me one time when Obama really called out one of our enemies for bad behavior, like Iran, right? When did he call them out? When they grabbed the guys on our ships when we were negotiating with them? I mean, never. He never did.
No.
He always said, well, we must proceed with precaution and, we must take it slowly and make sure we have all the facts. And
The guy said them bundles of cash and also wanted to give them nuclear weapons and all their components to make nuclear weapons when they threatened us and our allies for God knows how long. You know, the thing is that, you know, people are saying today, why should Israel get nuclear weapons and Iran is not allowed to? Israel has never threatened to blow Iran out of the water, but Iran have done it from day one with regards to Israel. So don't get me started. You know, if you are using weaponry as a precautionary, as a defense,
right,
that's one thing. But when you're using it to attack, you should not be given that facility. Ever.
You're right on. I know it makes for lousy radio, but you're right on. You know? Hey, I need your help with something, because I know you're a good guy and you won't make fun of me and I don't know about that, but carry on. I don't do well with foreign languages, and I know you're an expert in several languages. So I heard this today, and then I heard that maybe it was not so true, and that's not. So this person, I think she's speaking Britain, and so I'm going to play that.
British?
British. Yeah, she's speaking British. That's some foreign language. You'll hear it. But I know you're surrounded by it, so maybe you can tell me what she's actually saying, because I don't have a clue.
We work with parents from birth.
From birth?
Yeah, yeah. Just about how to set up a culture of consent in their home. So I'm going to change your nappy now. Is that okay? Of course the baby's not going to respond. Yes, Mum, that's awesome. I'd love to have my nappy changed. But
I think it's a strong company.
I'm So first I have to say, nappy.
First I have to say, you know, your cultural misappropriation is obviously legendary, Joe, because this woman is Australian. She's not actually British.
Really?
You guys all sound
the same to me. I don't know, that's
interesting. Well, Australia used to be under British rule and they speak British English. Well, a nappy is what we in the United States call a diaper.
Oh, I thought it meant like the kid wanted to go to sleep or something.
No. Because in America, you would say to your child in the afternoon, would you like to take a little nappy? And to me, that means a little sleep too, not, you know, a diaper that has a gift. You know, it does not mean that to me.
Has a present in it. I got it.
Yeah.
So apparently this sex education expert, she said... She started a debate on sexual consent, and after that she argued that parents should ask children for permission before changing their diapers. Now, we had four kids. One of them would have never let me change their diaper. He loves sitting in that crap. But, you know, the other three would have been fine with it, but I'm wondering how a baby lets you know that they want their diaper changed other than that screaming thing that they do. Do they look at you and say, yes, please, or is this person just doesn't have their meds right? Help me understand.
I think it's definitely the latter, because later on in the video, I'm sure you'd like me watch the whole thing. So they did an experiment and said to the child, would you like your nappy changed now? And the baby was like, google, google, gargle, goo, you know, give me some breast milk and... You know, shut the hell up, basically. Because obviously babies don't understand at that age what you're talking about. You know, this is why as the caregiver, you know, you're supposed to check whether it needs to be done. That's your key and your guide to whether a baby needs a diaper changing. If it needs to be done, then do it.
Well, you know, part of what she was getting at was that it starts the whole process of teaching these kids, not forcing ourselves on them and teaching them... Yeah.
Do you guess? Do you think this woman might be a liberal by any chance?
I'd be taking a shot in the dark, but I would say yes. You know, it's just amazing. But it's a she brings it up as sexual, not sexual consent. You know, okay, you're invading the baby's space, so you're supposed to have a little bit of consent here before you start doing things to this child. I'm thinking, this kid doesn't even know it's alive, really. It has no idea what universe it's in.
Yeah, wasn't her kind of, I'm paraphrasing, but I just have to scratch my head halfway through, because the ideology of what she was saying was that, you know, you can't see the baby's genitalia without its permission. And I'm like, the baby doesn't even know it's got genitalia, for heaven's sake. I mean, please.
Well,
where do they find these crackpots? That's what I want to
know.
They
have to go looking for them. I'm telling you. I mean, they come out of the woodwork, and there's even some groups here in the good old U.S. of A. that don't want to put male or female on birth certificates anymore. They want the children to decide what they are. You can't call them he or her. You know, they want you to come up with a gender-neutral phraseology. Are we serious? Have we gone? Listen, shouldn't we hear a flushing sound right about now?
Yes. Well, actually, you know, about 25 years back, we should have heard the flushing sound. But, you know, in fairness, I just kind of I cannot, you know, I'm totally supportive of anybody. If you want to live your life in a certain way and you don't hurt anybody else from doing that, good for you. But when you have to politicize it and make everybody else like it, that's where I have a problem. And we never got to the answer, did we, of why a woman that was born a man that has a sex change has to still call themselves a transsexual woman? Why are they not just a woman?
Oh, you've asked that question a million times, and all I get out of it is how homophobic, transphobic, and phobic we are. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Xander Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll have some more fun with this lunacy. I mean, total lunacy. In the news. We'll be back in a little bit. Huh?
What?
Hold on. She wants to ask you a question.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near.
You turn yourself on?
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable.
Yeah, for sure.
Averages from a single
cyber. Well, you know what I would like to say? The baby didn't consent to them as parents, so why are they even...
No, gosh, imagine.
National emergency. That's why you need...
Imagine growing up like that, because the thing is, at the end of the day, if, you know, even I have five brothers and four sisters, and Uncle Dan, you know, looked after all of the kids, and if I was there, it'd be change that kid's diaper, you know? It's just, to me, it's just ridiculous.
I'd be offended just by the odor. How's that?
Yeah. Seriously. The baby says no. I don't care how much it smells or how long it's been on. The baby says no.
Prepare with GCN.com.
My youngest. That's right. My youngest son would have been exactly like that. I'm doing an experiment. Leave it there.
Do your kids listen to your show?
Both my husband and father have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon.
Well, no, I've made fun of them. I haven't called them out by name, but I've made fun of them.
I've talked about my sister-in-law on the show, but she doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter. my sister, one of her friends listened to my show once where I talked about drug addiction, and she was like, how embarrassing for the family that you talked about that you've been addicted to marijuana. You know, like 25 years ago, I'm like, why does it matter? It's important to use your life experiences to help other people. She's like, oh, yeah, but it's really embarrassing.
Well, so what? Like you say, I tell stories about me all the time. I think I embarrass Tammy when I embarrass me when I tell my stories.
I think she's a little turbophobic.
Oh, she said, when I start talking body parts, that's when it goes over the top.
Yeah. Tammy, I have to ask you, are you turbophobic? Create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. You can have a big impact on your life and get a room.
Even if it's not true, fortunately, you can
never... We have a couple of them. We just never have any quiet time.
ReputationDefender.com. Oh, gosh, yes, because you have a full house, don't you, when you've always got kids around.
That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. Yeah. If you have negative...
Oh, not only that, we have an older woman that can just walk in at any time.
Oh, gosh, imagine. Or other source showing up in your search results. Hate to tell you this, but I'm taking over your spare room for a month in August.
We have a spare room. We have the H room. She can sleep under the stars.
As if I would sleep out there when you've got snakes in your backyard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. We are back. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let me just bring him in. I always have a good time when Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to straighten me out to a degree. I mean, he really kind of sets me straight on some of this stuff. Xander, how do people find you?
No pun intended. XanderGibb.com. Sorry, I was just changing my diaper, but I had to ask myself for permission during the break.
No, you were changing your nappy, wouldn't you?
I was changing my nappy. Yeah, I was. $12 for $5 from Co-op.
Oh, you know what? Get the dictionary. Get your kind of dictionary, because I have no clue. I could... anyway. But just, you know, there's a lot of those nut jobs out there. I mean, a lot of them that are out there who again, you can't tell your kids what sex they are when they were younger. You can't call them he or she. I mean, talk about growing up and being that small and never, you know, you hear all the other kids are called he and she, but yet nobody's calling me he or she. Am I weird? Is there something wrong with me? I mean, can you imagine that conversation? Mom, why don't you call me him or her?
But do you ever wonder, is this actually more about the parents need to be different or the fact that they really believe this? Because I'm not sure.
It's so far out of my realm of being able to, of common sense, I don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah. Look, how many children do you have? Five. Boys or girls? Yes. God. The world's gone mad, Joe, and I think that it takes people like you and I to be able to kind of set it straight. But it is concerning because you find yourself getting drawn into that level of political correctness, and not only does it change what you say, you know, it changes what you do.
Yep.
And I think it's concerning because I in all honesty, it might not sound like it, but I actually don't want to offend anyone. But I'm not going to be so careful with what I say that I don't say what I actually mean. And that's the point we've got to in 2018. We cannot say what we actually feel. And, you know, this is why the tagline to my show and everything I do is an unapologetic response to the world around me. And I think that that's how we have to be. We cannot continue to kowtow to this liberal ideology that is sweeping not only America, but the world.
Hey, preach it, Pastor, because I'm telling you, we're afraid to talk to each other. We're afraid to say anything to each other. Look, at people used to get upset, and I guess they've either gotten used to it or they stop. And when I used to ask you questions about the gay and lesbian community, how this and how that, they're like, oh, my God, how can you ask them those questions? I do the same thing with Corey, with the black community. I'd say, look, I'm just asking questions people are thinking, but I'm being honest and respectful. There's no ulterior motive here. People want to know certain things. If you don't ask the question, you're guessing. And guessing is worse and nastier than simply asking somebody who knows you honestly want to know, right?
Yeah, because isn't the way we grow together is by asking questions. You know, I think that, you know, I'm very inquisitive. When I meet someone from a different country, I want to know what kind of foods they have back home. You know, what their traditions are. Did they baptize their kids? You know, I want to know all these things because, you know, I'm a curious person. But that, you know, I was even told once I was talking to someone who was Jewish, and I was talking about their branch of Judaism and how it worked as opposed to, you know, unorthodox Judaism. But I was anti-Semitic for saying that. I'm like, how am I anti-Semitic as a Jew asking someone else about another, you know, someone that's born a Jew because, you know, I've accepted Jesus as my savior. But it's like, it's just so ridiculous. What are we allowed to say anymore?
Well, it was funny because I was talking to somebody from our school district who ran into someone who really hates me and said, you know, having you heard his show, the man is, he's a racist and he's so homophobic. It's disgusting. I don't know how you can have him on your board. And I'm thinking to myself, you can't, there's nothing that I have said that you can tie to either one of those terms. Nothing. But you know what it came out to be was the fact that some of the questions that I asked was making them uncomfortable. Some of the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some of the questions I ask my black friends or a gay friend or whatever friend made them, the listener, uncomfortable. So they thought I was being nasty. It's like, my God, how do you learn anything if you don't ask questions?
Right. I think you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you said gay friend because I have to be your token gay person or there's going to be trouble. No, I think you're absolutely right because I think that the thing is that we can't, you know, it's one thing to get, I can say what offends me, but I can't get offended for the whole wide world, can I? Let's face it.
No.
You know, and I'm offended that you would suggest that I should be offended. I mean, where does it end?
I know, right? No. Well, see, I'm trying to consolidate. So I have another friend who's a black gay friend, so I'm going to get rid of my white gay friends, and I'll get rid of my other black friends. I just encompass everything in one shot. Then I only have to send out one email, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's easier that way.
But, you know, the other thing is that most people who are gay and who are very kind of, like, refined, it's not even, hey, I'm this person and I'm gay. It's just, I'm this person. It's just one aspect of me. Like I have a black car, or, you know, I'm a Christian. It's not, hey, this is my friend Xander, the Christian friend I told you about. I'm just Xander. Let's just uncomplicate the whole world and just say, I'm Xander.
But Xander, wait a minute. Who pulls us back to that? Who makes us use those labels?
Liberals.
And what do they always say about labels? They hate labels. But they don't hate labels because they force us to use labels.
Well, my grandmother used to say to me, labels are for clothes.
Did she call you Zanny, too? Didn't...
She did, yeah, among other things.
No, it's... and that's the sad part. The sad part is that we can't even ask questions of each other without... That's funny. So I'm asking you questions about the gay and lesbian community, and the only one that's offended, or the only ones that are offended, are the people that don't belong to the gay and lesbian community. I think it's hilarious. I make fun of Italians. I've actually had people write me notes. You know, O'Malley writes me an email to tell me it's bad for me to make fun of Italians. I go, get away from me. You're Irish. You have no clue what my family went through with the kind of traditions we had. We're so sensitive.
We're too sensitive. I mean, I appear on lots of different shows. You know, I do stuff over here.
Oh, my God. You do other shows other than mine? That's it.
Oh, of course, Joe. I'm sorry. You know, we don't have an exclusivity contract. But, you know, when I get emails from gay people saying, oh, you don't represent our community very well, I'm not out there to represent the opinions of the gay community or the conservative community. I'm out there to represent Xander Gibbs' opinions, because that's why they invite me on the show, to ask me my opinion.
Right.
Not to speak for my whole community.
Right.
Whatever community that might be.
Your people.
I am there. Yeah, my people. Right. I don't know who my people are, really, right now. My people are the ones that want to be my people, and if they don't, then good luck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Look, I'm with you. It's kind of like we're all, it's not my people, your people. It's not the groups that we're with. We should all be talking, well, here, I don't know, over there. But we should all be talking about Americans. You know, I had a conversation with somebody about immigration today, and they were upset about something that took place in the city a few nights ago. And I said, but you're from New York. And he said, yeah. I said, you're from the Bronx. You're not just from New York proper. You're from the Bronx. He said, yeah.
The Bronx.
The Bronx, you know. And I said, so your grandparents, your father came here from another country. Do you really think, do you really believe he'd be okay with this open border thing? And he just, I had him because he just looked at me. It was like, and it's not because they hated immigrants. He was an immigrant. But they came here for the law. They came here because the rule of law made them feel safe. Now you're taking it away from us, you know?
Well, have you seen this on the social media in the past couple of days, people saying about, you know, how unfair it is that, you know, children of DACA, you know, are getting sent back and things like that. And yes, it is absolutely terrible. But we have immigration law in America. And the thing is that people came here with their kids. And even have their kids after they came here. But even Barack Obama gave them a time-sensitive offer to be able to become legal. And if after that point you did not become legal, whose fault is that?
Bingo.
Donald Trump's.
Bingo. You and I are on the same page from a standpoint of, look, you've been given a time frame to do so. You've been here 30 years. You've given a two-year time frame to start getting your act together. You do nothing in 2 years. I'm sorry. Where exactly in this figure am I supposed to feel bad for you?
Right. Because in my book, that was a level of amnesty that would not have been offered by a Republican president. They didn't take it. And anybody that didn't take it was stupid. I'm sorry. And then now to say how unfair it is to be ripping children from their parents.
Yeah, they forgot that picture of Janet Napolitano sitting in the SWAT team with that gun in that kid's face going back to Cuba. But, yeah, it's a story for another day. But anyway, tell people where to find you. We're up against it.
XanderGibb.com or any fish and chip shop in the UK that doesn't sell diapers or nappies.
Nappies, yeah, okay. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, a lot more coming up in the next hour. I mean, seriously, we got so many crazy stories going on here that we need to hit on. We'll be back in just a few minutes.